Some of us smell fall in the air. I smell jet fuel. John Henry, welcome to Caradio's Afternoon News.
Nothing better than the smell of jet fuel in the morning. Is that it, Ted?
Oh, my goodness. September 21 and 22 cannot get here fast enough, John.
We are so looking forward to it. The return of the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show to the skies over Colorado Springs at our wonderful airport. It's going to be quite a show. Jets and warbirds, more than 40 aircraft, an air show, performance and exhibits and flying aerobatics that lasts 2 hours and roughly 45 minutes, in addition to all of the things that are there to be seen, the exhibits, the displays, the display aircraft, jets from virtually every era. It's going to be quite a show, Ted, as you know.
Now, John, you and I are going to have a little fun during this interview.
We're
going to give away a set of 4 Pikes Peak Regional Air Show passes worth a total of about $80. And you have a trivia question you want to ask. The first person to answer that question correctly at 473-1240 will win these tickets. Again, 473-1240. John, it's all yours.
Here we go. There will be 3 P-51 Mustangs at the air show, including the Red Tail P-51. To what exhibit or group does that Red Tail P-51 Mustang belong? There we are. I'll repeat the question. There will be 3 P-51s at the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show, including the Red Tail P-51. To what exhibit or group does the Red Tail P-51 Mustang belong? That's the trivia question.
That is a fun question. And, of course, they will be flying. Is that right?
Correct. All 3 will fly, and that answer can be found on the website, Pikes Peak Regional Air Show. It's pprairshow.org. So to the website you go, let your fingers do the clicking in there, and the answer is right there for you to find on the website.
I'll tell you John, the phones have already lit up.
Very good.
People are paying attention.
That may have been too easy, Ted.
Oh, I wonder. There's so much else going on, too. We got the F-22 Raptor demonstration team, which just there are about 180 some of those aircraft in the entire world. We're going to have the demonstration team here, so it's a fairly rare and very advanced aircraft, and they're headlining the show this year.
That's exactly right, and a thrilling show it is. I've seen videos. I've not seen this up close and personal like it'll be at the air show. And the videos are absolutely something to see. What this aircraft can do is amazing. 9G turns, Ted. 9G turns. And it's got a top speed of 1,500 miles an hour, cruises at 1,200. So, phew, we'll have to look fast.
Now, I'm doing my math very quickly. That's Mach 2, is it not? Twice the speed of sound?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
As I hear it, Mach 2. Depending upon where you are in the sky. But I got to say, obviously, it won't be traveling that fast. It's going to be for us to see. He'll be performing. Loco is the major's name, who is his call sign, who flies this aircraft. And it's an amazing, amazing thing to see. And as I said, I just saw the videos. It's not in person, and I'm so looking forward to that. Plus, of course, all of the other pieces. The Heritage flight will also feature the F-22 and another very famous Lockheed aircraft, the P-38 Lightning. This one is called White 33, and it's part of the collection at the National Museum of World War II Aviation here in town. And that will be the Heritage flight in honor of Colonel Frank, who passed away here a short while ago, and he is. He was one of those heroes of World War II, and simply an amazing human being. This aircraft is one that was in his particular group in World War II, and when Frank Royal walked into the National Museum of World War II Aviation and saw the aircraft being restored, he stopped and looked at it and said, "I think maybe I flew that aircraft."
Oh my!
And of course, everybody looked at each other and went, "Wait a minute, what?" And we did a lot of research, and it turns out that Colonel Frank Royal did, in fact, fly this aircraft. It was rescued from the jungles, from a scrap pile underground, rescued from the jungles of Papua New Guinea and restored, and it will be flying in that Heritage flight as a tribute to Colonel Frank Royal, along with the F-22, both, ironically, Lockheed aircraft. So that's going to be a great, great fun piece. And, of course, the Tuskegee Airmen Rise Above exhibit is going to be a piece of it. It will be there. It's a wonderful, wonderful, historic and thrilling story that I think everybody could enjoy. But this air show, and I think this is important, Ted, this air show is for every member of the family.
Yeah.
In addition to everything that's going to be in the air and on the ground for people to see, we will have a kid zone for youngsters. And it teaches STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Basic principles of physics and flight are going to be taught at this particular event. Kids can come in and have some fun and build some aircraft that they can actually try to fly right there, build some paper glider aircraft that they can fly, learn a little bit about flight and lift and those pieces. And then I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event for the whole family.
Agreed. Big, big, big event. PPRairshow.org to get tickets, more information. You know, the smart thing to do is buy your tickets ahead. You still get a little discount, John?
Yes, you do.
And you get to the line faster.
Through the line quicker and a little discount from buying them the day of online, and it will all be online ticket sales, so we have to have people buy online, and they'll save some money. So what we need to do is get people to that website,
yep.
Get your tickets now. Looking ahead at the weather, looks like it's going to be gorgeous, and we are so excited to bring this air show back to Colorado Springs.
And we're excited to partner with you to help promote this wonderful, wonderful event. John, thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity to participate with you. A huge congratulations go out to Gary. And I have to say, John, we got to go. We're up against
All right.
the break here. The clock around here moves about as fast as an F-22.
That it does. I understand, Ted. Thanks for the opportunity. And see you at the air show.
I'm excited. Everybody should be excited.